Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, March 29th. Today happens to be the birthday of Brother Doug Bell. Not just any birthday. This is the big 5-0, Brother Doug. Amen. Brother Doug turns 5-0 today. Hope that he has a great day. Amen. And be special for him. I hope it is. He's going to be preaching tonight here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. I'm going to be gone. I'm actually in Tennessee. Had started a revival meeting last night at Burns, Tennessee, there at the Gospel Baptist Church, where Brother Jimmy Moyes is the good pastor. And so Brother Doug's going to be preaching tonight for us. And I hope that you will pray for him and that it'll be a great day for him as well. Amen. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Thank you for the privilege to be able to air these broadcasts over WSOF and WAJJ. Thank you for the privilege to preach revival, the privilege to be a member of Church of the Living God, to be a member of the family of God. All that is because of the grace of God, the goodness of God. I thank you for it all. Lord, I do pray now that you'd bless and help tonight in the service. Lord, I know that here at Island Ford, as Brother Doug preaches there at Burns, Tennessee, as I'll be preaching, Lord, I know we need your presence. None of us can get along on our own. We can't get by on our own. We need you, Lord. We definitely need you. And I pray, dear God, you'd bless. Bless Brother Doug. Use him, Lord, I pray. Bless him on his birthday. Give him a special day. We're having a little bit of fun about the big 5-0 and all that, Lord. But I pray you bless him and let it be a good day as well. And then, Lord, I pray that you'd bless and help us there at the Gospel Baptist Church, helping that meeting as they've just recently bought their property and trying to expand and reach out in the community and get people to come. Father, I pray you bring people in. Do the work that needs to be done there. Father, I do pray now that you'd use the broadcast as we're preaching on prayer in the revival and preaching on prayer here on the broadcast. Father, I pray you'd use it. Help us, dear God, to maximize our time with you in being alone in prayer, trusting you and nothing else. Lean into you and nothing else. And so, Father, I pray you'd meet the needs and get the glory. Lord, I do pray you'd bring sinners under old-time conviction. Again, that's outside the realm of the possibilities of man. Man cannot do that, but God the Holy Ghost can. And so I pray, dear God, that you would bring sinners under old-time Holy Ghost conviction that they might repent and believe the gospel and be saved before it is too late. Help the saints be stirred, strengthened, and encouraged to serve God better and to please you more. And, Lord, help us to be exhorted in prayer. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. And amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us on the broadcast today. We're going to get ready to go to a couple of songs rather than just one song. I've got two songs I want to play today on the broadcast. And this first one is by our son Benjamin, singing a cappella, singing a song entitled "The Blind Man Saw It All." He's talking about the power of God, and I want to emphasize that in dealing with this thought on the power of prayer. And then also we've got one by the whole family, the children singing "Send the Rain." Again, talking about revival, but the power of prayer. We need to pray for revival. And so I hope these songs will be a blessing to you at this time. All right. Hope you enjoyed that good song there. And we're going to get ready to move right into the message. This week we're preaching from the scripture found in Matthew chapter number 14. And right before we go to the scripture, we're going to have the introduction here as we go into the message recorded live at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, and I'm going to begin reading verse 14 and give you my text and my thought. Verse number 14, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, 'This is a desert place. The time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals.' But Jesus said unto him, 'They need not depart. Give ye them to eat.' And they say unto him, 'We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, 'Bring them hither to me.' And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and his disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained,
12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. This is where I want to get. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Amen. In verse number 22 is where I want you to notice, and my text is going to be verses 22 and 23. But he said, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone." This is what I want to preach about, alone with God. And so we see our Lord, he sent the multitudes away and went upon a mountain apart to pray. Amen. I'm telling you, we ought to be praying people. Amen. But our Lord's showing us here a principle, I believe, and a truth of the Word of God. And it's a pattern in His own life that there are times that we don't need to be in the crowd. There are times we need to be in seclusion. There are times we need to be in the closet. There are times we need to be in secret calling on God and spending some time with our Lord. Amen. As preachers and Christians, we often feel the need to be public in our ministry. We have to be public to some extent. And by the way, God does not want people to lock themselves up in some convent. Amen. God don't want people to hide themselves in some cave somewhere. Amen. I don't believe He wants us to build a community and lock everybody else out and say this is just for our little cult and nobody else. Amen. He does want us to be public, but at the same time, if we're going to be effective publicly, we're going to have some private time with our Lord. Amen. Well, I believe there's the neglected truth that we need time alone with God that we might refuel. Amen. That we might have something to give to those when we go to minister to them in public. In our text, our Lord was about to travel to Gennesaret, and He was going to be surrounded by many sick people. He was going to be surrounded by many diseased people. The Bible said they were going to bring them from all around that part. In verse number 35, "And when the men of that place had knowledge of Him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto Him all that were diseased." Amen. So He's about to be surrounded by many sick people, by many diseased people. He's about to have to perform miracle after miracle after miracle. And yet our Lord was able to heal them and help every one of them. And I believe the reason why is because He chose to spend some time alone with God. Amen. He recognized that He needed to spend time alone with God in prayer. That's also seen in Mark's gospel. Turn with me, if you will, to Mark chapter number 1. And verse number 33, Mark mentions this. And I think this is a different circumstance, but it's the same setting, the same picture. In verse 33, "And all the city were gathered," or was gathered together at the door, "and He healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. Look at verse 35. And in the morning, rising a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. I underlined that phrase, departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Amen. 3 points I want to mention about being alone with God. First of all, there's the principle of getting alone with God. Our Lord shows the principle as He sent the multitudes away. He personally spent time alone with God. He had a lot to do. I mean, our Lord had a busy day ahead of Him. Our Lord had a busy life. He had a lot to cram into a space of time because the shadow of the cross was on His path. He's headed to Calvary. There's a lot that needs to be done. And yet He said, I've got so much to do that I've got to spend some time alone. I can't be public all the time. I've got to be private because I've got so much to do. There's so many that I need to help. And so I've got to choose to be alone with God to get the power and the strength and the ability to help those in need. Amen. Can I say this to us? Don't be afraid to be alone with God. You might say, but preacher, there's devils in my mind. There's demons in my past that haunt me when I get alone. You've got a God that can handle all those devils. If you'll just recognize He's there with you, you're not alone with the devils. You're alone with God. And God can cast the devils out. Amen. And our Lord spent that time alone. We ought not be afraid to be alone with ourselves and our God. Amen. We live in a time of so much social interaction. Amen. We seem to be constantly in contact and conversation with somebody. Amen. Either by way of phone or email or texting or Facebook or some means, we're always constantly conversing with somebody. We need to spend some time in contact and in conversation with our God alone. Amen. Don't you imagine that there's a God in heaven that every once in a while says, you see how busy you are? I wish you'd talk to me. Amen. Don't you reckon God sometimes thinks and has a desire, a longing in His heart that says, I would like to converse with my child. I'd like to have some contact with my child. Amen. Down through the ages, men of God that have been used in mighty ways have always been men that understood the secret of getting along with God, that understood the secret of having a secret place, and that secret does not just mean that hidden from everybody, but it means secluded from everybody, that it blocks everything else out and everybody else out, and they spend some time with God. Amen. Susanna Wesley had 21 children, and she took 1 hour every day that she would put a blanket over her head, and they knew, don't bother Mama, don't talk to Mama, Mama is talking to God. And she'd spend 1 hour a day with 21 babies. She found time to do it. Amen. And she didn't have disposable diapers. She didn't have a lot of things we got, microwaves and everything else. Amen. But she found time. Well, here's the point. I'm not trying to build up Susanna Wesley, but I'm telling you, old timers, men and women, that had a touch of God, understood the secret of spending some solitary time, spending some secret time with God. Amen. And I believe it ought to be in our life. We ought to incorporate that. I personally believe that's one thing we're missing. I believe the devil is doing his best to make us busier and busier and busier and keeping us running that cage and getting nowhere because we don't have any private time with God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. You know this verse well probably. Our Lord recommended to His disciples. He said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Amen. This prayer that our Lord recommended them was in direct contrast, great contrast with the prayer of the Pharisees and the scribes, the hypocrites that He preached against. He said they like to get out, they go to the synagogue, they go to the public place, they go to the street corner, and they lift up their voice and they stand and pray, and they make a big show of how holy and spiritual they are. And by the way, the Lord said, and they have their reward. He mentions about their prayer. He says their prayer, first of all, their prayer is full of pride. Their prayer is in their place, the place of their choosing, not the place of the Lord's choosing. And He said, and their pay is they get their reward here, and they'll have no reward over yonder in glory. Amen. But He says when you pray, He said you get in a secret place. Don't do it to be seen of men. That's what He's saying. Don't do it to be seen of men. Don't pray just to be heard of men. Amen. I'm afraid sometimes when we pray because we know somebody else is listening. Hey, they may be listening, but they're not the ones we're talking to. There's a God in heaven that is listening. He's the one we're supposed to be talking to. Amen.
Amen.
Wouldn't you be offended if I was looking at you and I was supposed to be having a conversation with you, but instead of talking to you, I was talking to other people? That would offend you after a while. Amen. We're talking to the Lord. We ought to talk to Him. Tune them out. Get in the secret place. Shut the door. Amen. He said. And so Christ trained His disciples to pray secretly. He trained His disciples to trust God. Amen. Trust God that even though they were not being seen of men, that God would show men their holiness. That God would show men their power. That God who seeth in secret might reward them openly. Amen. Amen. That's right. Our Lord's teaching His disciples is that prayer must be secret and it must be sincere. But you notice also our Lord said in that verse, He said, when thou prayest. He didn't say, if you pray. Amen. Christ obviously expected His believers, His followers to be praying. Amen. I believe a believer should be a prayer. Amen.
Well, we're going to have to break in there again on today's broadcast, but let me just reiterate that God's people ought to be praying people. Amen. If God's house is called the house of prayer, God's people ought to be a people of prayer. Isn't that right? I mean, it stands to reason. Matter of fact, one of the arguments that God used in trying to get Ananias to realize that Saul of Tarsus was no longer Antichrist, but was rather now a Christian, was that he said, behold, he prayeth. Amen. God's people ought to be praying people. Well, hope you'll keep us in your prayers and do pray for our services here tonight at the Island Ford Baptist Church as Brother Doug Bale preaches for us in our service tonight. Pray for us as I preach at the revival down at Gospel Baptist Church there in Burns, Tennessee. So pray for us there if you will as well. May God bless you is our prayer.